Début du dialogue 12.
Have you heard the term doctor shopping?
Doctor shopping? You mean choosing any doctor you want, like shopping around for the best deal when you want a new car? Yes, occasionally, of course, but why do you ask?
Well, there's this problem that's recently come to light because some people have developed an addiction to prescription medication. These people think that they need greater quantities of the medicine than their personal GP will prescribe. So they go shopping to look for different doctors and register as temporary patients.
I hadn't heard of that. Do they know how many people are involved?
It's not really surprising you hadn't heard about it because the abuse of prescription medicine is taking place in the shadows. They say that in Britain there may be over 1 million people addicted in this way.
That's an enormous number. I suppose it's unofficial because finding out how many people are actually affected by the phenomenon must be very difficult. After all, it's in the addict's interest to be very discreet about it all and to try and keep it secret. How about the GPs who prescribe pharmaceutical medicine for these addicts? Are they aware of the problem?
Apparently not. There's a total lack of data on the misuse and supply of prescription medicine for non-medical purposes.
Is the government planning to do anything to deal with the problem?
Yes, they want to enable doctors to track their patients and collect data on who could be addicted to prescription medicine. Obtaining data on the misuse and supply of such medication is indispensable.
That sounds absolutely vital.
Many of the people taking medication needed to control their symptoms, chronic pain or mental health problems. These people mustn't stop their medication. And even if identifying people addicted to prescription medicine isn't straightforward, the authorities must find out exactly how many people are abusing the national health system. Information about patients must be made accessible so that family doctors can collate data about how widespread abuse of the system is. If doctors communicate such information to their colleagues, then it could be an important first step.
Wait a minute. A doctor tracking his or her own patients, that's perfectly reasonable. But do you really think it's a good idea for doctors to exchange such information with their colleagues? Wouldn't that mean a loss of confidentiality? I feel that information about patients should remain confidential. It should be kept private.
I agree that patients' information should remain secure, but I also believe that doctors should be able to get this information. The national health system is being abused, and more must be done to stop patients visiting several doctors to feed their addiction. The authorities must be able to prosecute. There are some doctors who are prescribing pharmaceutical drugs when there's no medical need.
Yes, I see what you mean. At the same time, the people who are addicted in this way must be identified. Their dependence on medicine is undermining their health, and they need to receive proper medical attention to help them overcome their problem. But tell me, how did the authorities realise there might be a problem on that scale in the UK?
A group of MPs went to the USA for a drugs inquiry last year. They were astounded to find out that nearly one-third of drug users over the age of 12 in America started with prescription medicine. Another fact that shocked them was that prescription medicine overdoses now kill more Americans than cocaine and heroin combined.
Which pharmaceutical drugs cause addiction?
The three most prescribed by doctors are sleeping tablets, painkillers, and antidepressants. Patients who take these over a long period of time may consequently become addicted.
I have heard that people can become dependent on tranquilizers very easily. But surely antidepressants aren't addictive?
Tranquilizers are as addictive as alcohol and nicotine, but according to the Royal College of Psychiatrists, antidepressants are not addictive. On the other hand, people who take them may experience withdrawal symptoms when they stop taking them. I heard about one person who had taken large quantities of antidepressants, and as a result, he's got a 10-year memory gap.
Fin du dialogue 12.